Okay.
That's so good. Are we just like, oh,
right, we're just silent? Yeah. Well, the camera will pick us up.
Although the fact is, we should be laughing. Yeah.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the XI Gaming Podcast, the place where you come for the games, but you stay for the truth, home of the empty promise. It is a pleasure to be here tonight, surrounded by my three good friends, on what will be the best podcast you have ever witnessed.
Anytime we've said this, Chris, this went fucking downhill.
Thank you for joining us on what will be episode 17 of the XI Gaming Podcast. I am joined tonight by Paddy, James, and D.
D. All right. Yep.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
We went there.
Yeah, we did.
Simple enough.
And
you?
James, sink or swim.
Yay!
How to do it. Gentlemen, how are we this night? Paddy.
Paddy's drawing Simpsons characters on our fucking tablecloth.
I'm not quite set up just yet. I'm not quite set up. This is all going to stay in because we don't edit the podcast no more.
Actually, that's too much work.
We got really fucking lazy.
Yeah, Chris.
Just throwing that out there. I think now is the time to bring
Don't be bringing your, you know, deficiencies on us.
Yeah, deficiencies?
Yeah.
Big
you're
words
calcium
tonight.
Deficient. That's a problem.
Gentlemen, how are we this night? How have our days been since we last met?
When did we last meet? Because we technically last met on...
Oh, we didn't last meet, actually. Because by the time people see this, we shouldn't have last met. Yeah. You understand
We've
that?
We've been busy.
We've been
all
busy.
Of us have time been busy.
Yeah. Yeah, it's been busy.
Oh yes, I've done lots in the month since.
It's been a month. Yeah,
it's been from
your new daughter has been born.
Ah, so that's near enough 8 weeks. Near enough 2 months.
There you go.
Really?
Quite a bit.
She 8 weeks old.
Yeah,
she was 1 week though before we had the podcast. So 7 weeks since he's been here.
No, we did the podcast. Oh yeah, me and you did the podcast. I'm so lost in my time.
I know.
It's a good job. Well, no. Hang on.
It's a good job we have all our podcasts to keep us on track, which you can find on YouTube, and that's it. Because we stopped putting them on SoundCloud.
No, we only stopped putting them on SoundCloud because we were fucking dicks.
We?
Yeah.
There's no we in this.
Oh, come on.
Deficiencies.
We have been working on some exciting things.
That
obviously we're not going to mention just yet. But it's been a busy week, but a week nonetheless. Yep. Yes. Uh-huh. It has been a week.
That's true.
What are we all playing at the minute, gentlemen? Let's just talk about games. You know,
because Call of Duty for me.
God forbid this be the last time we ever get together.
Have we said? Is this official?
I don't know. This is what I don't want to tiptoe around this anymore. Paddy, do you want to? It's up to you.
This is going to be your last podcast.
Hang on, I like
podcast. Yeah.
Cool.
And possibly forever.
It's just take it as it's going to be the last podcast.
Yeah.
The last podcast.
We'll say that.
Period.
Yeah.
Tomorrow's never guaranteed, man, is it?
That's it.
No,
that's
it's not. No.
And James is in the process of Dan. D is in the process of Dan as we speak.
I'm not saying a heart attack, but there's something wrong with my chest. There's something very wrong up here.
It was the hot chocolate you had moments before we went on air.
You know, it wasn't the hot chocolate. It was the fucking frothy milk.
It was the frothy milk.
There was no call for it to be frothed up like
I'm
that.
Telling you, it's the new coffee machine that we have.
Oh, yeah. The official XI coffee machine.
Paddy, get a sticker for that. Get a vinyl sticker
I
for
get
that.
A vinyl sticker.
I'm sorry, but what are you doing to our tablecloth?
I think it was meant to be a Simpsons character, but I'm not sure. Oh, it is still a Simpsons character.
Yeah.
We'll pick that up in the camera.
Well, actually.
Towards the end.
Yeah, so this will probably be the last possible podcast you'll hear from us in
for a good while anyway.
For a good while.
Until we get some things behind the scenes sorted out.
Yeah, there's a lot of work going on behind the scenes. We've been all extremely busy. And just stay up to date on
How's that
Facebook.
It's good.
Yeah, good.
Facebook, Twitter.
It's coming.
And our website. And don't bother looking at Twitter because that thing's.
But because this is the last.
I've revamped Twitter. We have over 1,500 followers now.
Do we?
Yeah.
Just fucking lie.
Well, you obviously hadn't checked, so that proves my point.
Blatant lies right
there. If I had a point at all.
Although, if we had 15,000 followers, did you say? 1,500 followers.
That's just a silly high number.
15,000, I'm fucking walking out that door now.
1,500 would be a fucking long stretch.
Yeah,
for us.
1,500 would be amazing. We have 39.
Yeah.
I did check. I have been honest. It's
only 7 more than we have subs.
It's more than we have subs.
39 and 4 of them are us.
I don't follow us.
Do you not follow us?
No.
I don't use Twitter. I can't use Twitter, man.
Oh, that's right.
I can't. I locked myself out of my own account when
that
I signed in as...
That is fucking amazing, Paddy.
I signed out. When I switched my phone, I signed out of obviously everything, and I can't remember the Twitter login.
I know, yeah.
Because I had both accounts joined up.
No, I did the opposite. I did the same thing, but with my own personal account. It's not my name. It's not James. It's Mongus or something.
it's some nickname, yeah.
It's some fucking
name. He'll give him a bit of a stomach. He has a bit of a stomach, doesn't he?
He's very tall looking.
We have, though, gentlemen.
He's growing, man.
Okay,
he's, what, 28 years old now?
Just this week, we have hit our first 150 followers on Instagram.
Oh, yeah.
And we are up another subscriber on the YouTube.
On the YouTube, yes.
On the YouTube,
that's good.
I'm bringing that back, yeah. So thank you to everybody. I don't know if any of the actual subs or likers or followers, well, maybe the subs do, but the likers or followers watch this. But if you do, please thank you for being a part of it. It's been terrific.
Stick with us.
We're working on
it. Stick with us. We're going away for a couple of months.
Don't forget about us.
No.
We have to keep active in some way. Our 39 Twitter followers, it's going to plummet to about 32.
And we just can't afford that sort of drop.
We said before we started, you know, if we hit the 32, it's over. Like, you know?
Yeah.
But our website's doing very well as well.
It actually is, yeah. People actually use that.
I now realize that the first 6 minutes of this podcast has all been self-promotion.
People that watch us know we stray for perfection.
Absolutely.
There's absolutely no other word for it.
Yeah, I mean, there's no better way to put that fucking train wreck of a podcast last week than...
That was
great.
Yeah, it was great.
Speaking of which, will we just jump into this now?
What?
Well, we go with
what you're jumping into.
Gee, I know, you're jumping into the fucking...
Well, you have ideas that you don't tell us about.
we'll just go Ramstam, and I think we can beat our time from last week.
Oh, yeah. Right, let's go.
I did not prepare for this at all.
If you watched last week, you remember that we done the A to Z. James wasn't here.
And now he is.
He is a strong part of the team, so...
And now he's obviously got to help us win.
Yeah, so...
What are we competing against?
Ourselves.
Yep. No, I tell you what we're
going to
do.
232, I think, was... 231 was our best.
We didn't even write it down.
I tell you what we're going to do. Whatever time we can get on camera, recorded, so it's official. If anybody out there wants to challenge us that has a YouTube account, if you beat us, we will sub to you.
They could have practice.
They could practice. They could just blow us out of the water. Memories and...
That's true. They
do it with one of your mates.
Okay, yeah.
Do it with one of your mates.
Yeah. But you got to sub to us if we beat your time.
And of course, download the official Accent stopwatch, which is now
to enter, you have to subscribe.
Yeah, of course. How else are you going to know about this? So we'll go through the alphabet A to Z, and we got to get one game title. He just said Z.
I did.
You're just a dick. right through 26 titles, 26 seconds on the clock.
26 seconds.
Off, Chris.
With him, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah.
Impossible.
I haven't seen him in
big things expected.
I love your confidence there.
James, I know. You're good, but you're not that good.
Big things really expected like from James here tonight.
It's going to go A, James. take this one.
B, James, you want to take that one? should we even... I think that's what held us up last time, us actually saying the alphabet. We should just go like...
You think saying the letter A slowed us down?
It did.
It kept us on track. We proved last week we're not great at the alphabet either.
I'll keep you guys on track, and I'll throw in my 2 cents worth whenever you struggle.
Right.
Cents. Two P to me and you. Two P's worth. Cents. Fall.
Well, we're technically are in the south at the minute, so he can have that one.
Yeah, we are in the south.
Mm.
Yeah,
dude. Well, he didn't meet.
He didn't. I know.
You don't, but we do.
The finger up.
Okay, gentlemen.
Silver spoon over here.
Let's go.
Right, hang on.
Can I have 60 seconds on the clock, Patrick?
Normal stopwatch or Axide stopwatch?
Axide stopwatch. Obviously.
Good. I just want to be sure, you know.
Oh, good God.
Are we ready? 3, 2, 1, go!
A. Animal Crossing.
B.
New Leaf.
B.
Batman.
C.
Crackdown.
D.
Dick.
E.
Everyday
Shooter.
F.
Fear.
G. Gears of War. H.
Halo.
I.
Insidious.
Infamous. Yeah.
What?
J.
James?
Boys! Come on!
Just Cause 3.
Yes. K.
Killzone.
L.
Lumines.
M.
Metal Gear Solid.
N.
Ninja Gaiden.
O.
Outlast.
P.
Prince of Persia.
Q.
I have said.
Quantum Break.
R.
Razor
Red Dead Redemption. S.
Sandhill.
Yes.
T.
One.
The
Last of Us.
U.
Under
Uncharted. V.
Vanquish.
W.
World of Warcraft.
X. Xenoblade. Y.
Yakuza 3.
Z.
Zelda.
Oh, Zelda. 55 seconds! I told you!
That's not bad. Thank you, Jim.
Thank you, Jim. I got one by
you. I was panicking.
And us three are atrocious at this.
We had a whole week, and we got no better.
We brought him in for literally a minute.
There you are. Right, that's my job, so yeah.
Good, man. Thank you.
Yeah, hold that up. There we go.
Definitive proof.
There, gentlemen, that
we
was...
We have the Guinness World Book of Records.
That is conclusive like proof that. We do know what we're doing.
Yep.
The third or fourth time of asking.
Fourth time of asking, and we contributed very little to that fourth time.
Nailed it on the first try.
All right,
well, James. Next time when we go to O, prepare yourself. Yeah, you hear let us down.
O and J let us down.
I'll be honest, that was embarrassing.
That's my mistake. Sorry about that.
What was O? Outlast.
Outlast, yeah.
Which was
kindly submitted by D.
Hey, I got Just Cause in the end.
I got two actually.
Yeah, what did you get?
I got The Last of Us on Silent Hill. Because I was putting myself ahead. So
I did
you
not think of Uncharted?
I helped you out with The Last of Us, to be fair. I did. I set you up for that fucking donkey. Jesus Christ.
I don't know.
For a dunk? I'm not sure.
You're a real fucking crazy eyes where you said that there. You kind of just look.
Alley-oop.
Do you set someone up for a dunk? I'm not sure.
This guy's the American.
Yeah, of course.
He knows Americans.
James Sink or Swim to his friends. gentlemen, what are
like
we...
He asked him permission to say that. Now you're
really I did not ask permission to say that.
I'll just say it once at the start. James Sink or Swim. James Sink or Swim.
Gentlemen, it's what are we all playing then at the moment?
Batman.
James. Go right ahead, James, and tell us, because this is... tell us all about your Batman experience.
Batman's great. Arkham Knight, fantastic.
Yeah.
Patrick?
Yeah.
I agree with all of that.
It's fucking so class. Good. The only thing I don't like about it is the fucking bat tank.
You don't like it?
Batmobile. There's too much like shooting other like tank things.
Yeah, but like...
Way too much of that for me.
OP?
No, it's just...
There's just too much of it.
Yeah,
there is a lot of it, but it's enjoyable too.
It's all right, but I prefer...
Once you get really fucking slick at the controls of it, though... Like, you know,
it's not
flat
like,
around everywhere.
It's not like, yeah, you do feel pretty cool doing it, but like, there's just, you know, whenever you're doing fighting, there's like, what, like 50 of them tanks nipping about. It's just annoying.
Why are there 50 other tanks trying to
Because
kill
like,
you?
You're obviously Batman, so you can take these things out like fuck, so I have to give those.
Are these baddies that have tanks?
Yeah. They're unmanned tanks, so you can blow them up.
Okay.
And Batman doesn't have to kill.
Batman.
Leader. Every time someone says it, I'm going to do that.
I wonder, is that copyright?
Yep. Oh, shit. Who gives a flute?
Yeah, we're finished, so we can say whatever the hell we want. Yeah. Cunt, cuntity, cunt, cunt.
Yes! Yes! Fucking yes!
There was like chain
have
like,
to line them up.
Your eyes right there.
Oh, mate. That was, 17 fucking weeks in the making, that. I'm fucking going.
Oh, I love bringing joy to my good friend Patrick.
Oh, Jesus, that was amazing.
That was Custer's very astute.
It wasn't just one. He really went for it that time.
He did.
No, it's
that's
over.
That's pent up. That's like he
built up
hid
anger.
That away for months.
Yeah.
That's the title. Cuntity, cunt, cunt, cunt.
Yeah. Absolutely not.
We've just like in this last like minute tripled the amount of
do you not?
I know what you're going to say.
Buddy, I do not edit any of these anymore. Good. There is not a chance.
Oh, no, don't be. If you're going to do anything, just replace it with a different word. Instead, cunt, be like
Mr. Black.
Mr. Anderson, your time has come.
Gentlemen, I should probably hit you up with some of On This Day then.
Oh,
seeing
yeah.
as it is the 22nd of May 2017. We're on this day, 1933, the Loch Ness Monster is reportedly sighted first by John McKay. Do we believe in the Loch Ness?
What year was that?
I'm fascinated.
1933.
I like to believe it is.
I have a very open mind. I think, of course, why not? That loch is monstrously big.
I'm open to the idea of it, but I don't think in that particular loch, no.
Okay.
Probably somewhere, though.
Okay.
Nipping about.
They should make a game where you go fishing. You go fishing for the Loch Ness Monster.
They should.
Riveting.
No, I've watched and researched a lot about it. It really fascinates me.
Yeah.
I think, I'd like to think that there's something there. I don't think it's what people are describing. You know, some people have said it literally walked across the road in front of their car and it's like fucking way up here. No, that's not happening.
There's a very strong possibility that some remnants of the dinosaur age
Do you want to try that again there? Squeak to wee bit there.
I'm getting fed up of your bullshit, guys.
I'm getting fed up of my bullshit.
But no, there is, of course, the possibility that there is some remnant of the dinosaur age living in the water somewhere. That lock is, like I said, gigantic.
Is it?
Yeah, it's 26 miles long and wide.
It's quite large.
3 miles
long. It's a marathon, is it?
I don't think so.
I'd say so.
26 miles, man.
Long or?
That's our house to Tesco and Porta Down.
That's a marathon.
Yeah. It's a marathon. Loch Ness is the biggest one in...
It can also hold the entire...
No, yeah, Loch Ness is the biggest one in Bruxelles, so...
Yeah.
You're talking at your ass.
Well, it can also hold the entire... It may not be the deepest, though. It can also hold the world's population three times over.
You can fit the world's population, though, into like a... crazy small space, like...
All right.
Like...
Well, that's...
We're not actually all that big, you know?
No.
If you put us beside each
other. No, but for a... Grouping of water.
It's something, if you can stand us like head to toe, we'll fit in like basically anywhere. Probably in here.
No, we are not that big.
We could make it happen.
But it's incredibly deep as well.
Here and there.
It is a deep as well. And it has the passage open to the northern sea. So
that's class.
By all means, anything could get in and out of there, eating, fishing, swimming. What I don't get is they always have these shows and it's like, yeah, we're gonna trawl this this lock.
Yeah.
And there's a boat going out with like a 3 meter wide span trawling this and it's like, nope, no sign of her.
And they have the oldest sonar
equipment
thing.
Ever. Yeah.
it's like no.
It's just stick going back.
Do you know the thing with that is though? If you did if someone did go with like super advanced stuff and all and they're definitively didn't find nothing, they're the best chance you're going to find it, they're going to be like, people are going to be like, oh, so it's not real then? And then the whole thing goes to...
Yeah, because it's like...
You want to keep it
still
a bit mysterious.
Widely, like, popular place to visit.
Yeah.
Exactly.
In fact, I have booked it's like a hotel lodge thing right in the shore. So if you open the room...
You see room, into the lock.
You're like 20 feet away from it.
You will spot it. I have no doubt that if there's one man on this earth that will spot the Loch Ness Monster, it is Patrick McCartney.
But the thing is, like... I don't see why they don't
for sure.
Like, you know, the way the place, it makes so much revenue a year because of the legend. It should really fund into some brilliant cameras and have a live feed on it, like the International Space Station or something. Yeah. You know,
they have live feeds of some random shit. Like,
you know,
I love how the
zoos,
space station, shuts it off a lot of the time.
The space station does. Mm. Ooh.
You know, their live feed, and
when
you have
they're
these
flying over Loch Ness.
If you YouTube videos, like there's some stuff appearing on screen and the thing just goes dead.
Here's another fun fact: the Great Wall of China can be seen from outer space. No,
that's a lie.
Can only be seen from space, not outer space.
Yeah,
what's the distinction?
I don't know. It probably just like just into orbit or something, or maybe
low
just above
Earth orbit, maybe.
Yeah, can only be seen from space, not outer space. Yeah.
Well, there you have it.
There you go.
Well, I mean, like that's kind of like, you know, obviously the further away you go, like this was space like. Can you see it from the space station?
No.
No.
I think that's outer space. So,
but it is pretty low.
We could look into that.
Yeah, we will.
I'm not sure.
That'll go up on our website.
It's not a fucking chance. This thing is over. Getting back to on this day, 2010, as we discussed right before this one dawned, Red Dead Redemption releases on Xbox 360.
Wow.
1939. Now, James, this is one. D, this is one for you. Adolf Hitler and Benito Mussolini. Signed the Pact of Steel. D, what was the Pact of Steel?
It was about bread. Steel bread, particularly.
What was it?
I don't know. It was probably them two agreeing to be like fascist buddies and just knock it out.
I wonder.
1939, so that's before the war started. Yeah.
No, it's just the year of the war, the start
of
the war.
So it's probably Hitler just getting his allies in order.
Okay, cool. Didn't know what the Pact of Steel was. Thought someone who took history could tell me. There we go. And
I focused on mainly American history, actually.
Oh, American History X.
Yeah.
Okay. And today, Novak Djokovic turns 30 years old. I definitely thought he was older than 30. What I put him down is nearly 40.
Yeah, 35. Like, yeah.
Yep. Mid 30s. Early
40s. Not too far off.
Huh?
It's not too far off, really.
No, but only 30. The man's
he's
good.
He's got another.
Yeah.
5 years.
Well, what age is. What do you call him?
Federer? About 60 something there?
I mean, he's doing well.
Would you buy that?
No.
No.
Oh, interesting fact.
Okay.
Lemons and limes are just different fruits. Or what are. Fruits, right?
Yeah.
That was a lie that they're one's ripe and the other's not.
Okay.
But bell peppers, red, green, and yellow.
They're all
one. One's just more ripe than the other.
I was going to say phenomenal. I think fascinating. I came out for Levita.
Phenethylene.
I think the green is the most unripe.
I think so, because it's the cheapest.
Yeah, it's the one that people will use most of. Yeah, exactly.
Fucking subs.
That's an actual true fight, a true day fight.
It would go from green to orange to red, I would assume. Green, orange, yellow, red. Yeah?
Yeah.
Natural progression?
Yeah.
Okay. But that is the last on this day that we will hear for some time, gentlemen.
How does that? This day, 2017.
Yes.
Chris said the word.
The words.
The words.
The words that no man thought I would doth utter speak on
but
this podcast.
But you said on the podcast you would never do it.
No. Did I? Did.
Yes.
Oh, a couple of times.
Yeah. Oh, well. Home of the empty promise. getting back to what we're playing, I know you've been playing
bit
some
Call
Batman, you've been playing some Call of Duty. Mm. What about you?
I've actually got quite a bit done in the last week.
Yeah, that's right.
Last 2 months.
last 2 months I've got quite a bit done as well. Let's see. Beat Tales from the Borderlands.
Oh, yes.
After, starting it and not being stopped, but playing Chapter 3 and not playing the rest of it for the longest time.
You look good, Nick.
I know.
Nice.
Tales from the Borderlands is great. I loved it. I liked Telltale stuff and I like Borderlands, so that was great.
Tales from the Borderlands,
it's a Telltale game.
Yeah. Oh, right, okay, yeah.
Set in the Borderlands universe.
Okay, right, okay, cool.
Don't do that.
so that was really fun.
Yeah.
Beat
Doom is right.
Doom.
I thought the name was, I thought he was saying Beat Down, but he mispronounced it.
Oh, no, Beat Down. Beat Doom.
Beat Doom.
Was it good?
I loved it.
What's the campaign length like? Because I was going to get it.
How long did it take for me to... I think my playtime was about 16 hours.
Well, that's good.
That's decent.
You know, but granted, I normally run around like a headless chicken, running around...
But
like
it's a game that is... quite a multiplayer-oriented game as well, isn't
and
it?
And I haven't even touched the multiplayer yet.
So with a 16-hour campaign...
That's very good.
Gentlemen. Well, that's anywhere you go now, it's normally about 15 quid.
Yeah. Gentlemen.
Yeah, I seen for 20 that day that we were in the...
Place.
Yeah,
place.
Gentlemen, we will not lock into playing that.
Definitely not.
What else have you played then?
What else have I been doing? Well, Kingdom Hearts.
Kingdom Hearts
series, because they re-released all of them on PS4. So I just beat Chain of Memories, which I have extremely mixed feelings on.
Is that the card game?
That's the card game.
So it's the game is a card game.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. So how can I explain? So you get the Ratchet and Clank post of that, right? So the way I can describe this is imagine. When you can run and jump normally, like Ratchet.
Okay.
But when you hit an enemy, you go whack. And that starts a battle.
Oh, no.
And basically, imagine if you had to play a card every time you want to shoot a gun.
That sounds fucking awful.
That genuinely sounds like my worst nightmare.
No, I thought so at first. It actually really grew me because the strategy of it was quite fun. What got me the most was the fucking exploration.
What?
There isn't any.
Oh.
What they do is they give you get a bunch of map cards and shit, and they put you in a theme.
Do you have to use cards to explore?
Yes.
Oh,
but
my God.
It's a different way. So if you were to take Disney Universes, so Alice in Wonderland is in this one, and you'll get cards, and the card will be there's this amount of Heartless and this much shit in it. And you're okay, play that one down. You'll go in there, and you'll just eliminate all the Heartless, do everything in there. So what they've done is they took the fun and exploration out of Kingdom Hearts and threw it out the fucking window for a card game.
Okay.
It's the type of bold decision making we need in the gaming industry today.
Which normally I would agree with, except
Call of Duty. Cards.
Exactly. Did you pay for this?
Yeah, it came with the plastic.
Spent harder in cash on this.
Well, yeah, it came with the other ones.
Jesus.
So... All in all, it was okay. I see people saying, this is the best game in the series. It is not the fucking best game in the series.
I can fucking fight for that. Yeah. I just heard about it. I haven't even played it, yeah.
I'd say, if you're a hardcore Kingdom Hearts fan, play it. If you're not, then, nah.
No.
James Fur fucked you.
Yeah.
I could not do that.
How many hours did you put into it?
20.
And you are never getting them back.
I put 26 hours into that, and it's got a second campaign that I was about
not
to never.
Second one? Not a chance. Not a chance.
But that was okay. And then, go on your point from last week.
Okay.
We've been talking about this for quite a while. I was talking about it in the car. Yeah. I beat The Last of Us.
Oh, okay.
So?
Come on.
But he started this before.
Oh, you beat The Last of Us?
I beat it.
Oh, well done.
I
right.
beat it. Okay.
Delayed. Just so okay.
Right, so I beat The Last of Us. And I think I've said before in here, I started months ago. Mm-hmm. And I just took a long break from it because I was never in the mood to actually play it. Finally got around to playing it. Beat it last night. I forget where I started. It was winter, I think, when I started yesterday.
Probably the best campaign, isn't it?
I will say this.
Thread fucking carefully, James.
I don't think it is the best game ever played.
No.
I rate Uncharted higher than I rate The Last.
Okay. Okay.
I saw my You're the Uncharted. Last week on the podcast. I'm a massive Uncharted fanboy. I think Uncharted is better.
Okay.
But I think The Last of Us is fucking incredible.
Yes.
The story is absolutely amazing. The story's brilliant. I can kind of understand what you mean when you were saying about the repetitive, but to me that wasn't as big of a deal.
Now, don't, like, that. I think this has kind of been blown out of the water, okay? I found the game repetitive, blown out of the water.
Freaking water.
I thought the game was repetitive in that opening chapter. After the opening chapter, it did have slightly repetitive elements in it, but the story really picked up. It was just that opening right up until...
Yeah, but what would you give it out of 10, James?
8.
A solid 8. You were 2 below that again.
6. I think mine might move up to 7 now on the Survivor playthrough, because playing it on the harder difficulties, it's a completely different game.
See, I wouldn't like that at all.
Do you know Joel's senses you can use? Just kind of see, that's gone.
The whole HUD
is gone. You cannot see how many bullets you have in your weapons. You cannot see how much health Joel has.
Right.
You just have to go based on how he moves.
Yeah.
And it's a lot scarier. It's a lot you kind of get immersed in the game. And you've been one to say that you love immersing yourself in a game. Like I've been creeping about and outside of The Last of Us. And, like, you know, you'll encounter, like, a pack of clickers or something, and you just think, like, I am totally fucked here. Because even if you, like, stand on, like, one, like, bottle or something, like, they're on you, like, flies to shit. So, I would put the game maybe up at a 7 now, having gone through it a second time. I still haven't finished it, but I know it's got to get to that point. Ridiculously excited for The Last of Us 2, having played that.
Yeah. Especially after seeing that ending.
Yeah, like, but I was excited for it even before. I spoke to you just for seeing the trailer. No idea who the people were, what was going on.
It's just a really good trailer.
It was just emotional.
It is.
I made my brother watch that trailer.
Yeah.
He didn't like it. No.
I don't like him.
No. No.
He didn't like it. I'm just happy to finally have it done. Like, honestly, for like having it sit in my backlog for like 2 years.
Yeah.
And again, like you, because everyone does say that. Anytime you ask about The Last of Us, it's always this best game ever, completely flawless.
Yeah.
Best game ever. And I disagree. I think it is a fucking incredible game.
Yeah.
But there are games I've put above it.
Yeah.
You know, there are more fun games that I like.
Don't say the Kingdom Hearts card game.
The Kingdom Hearts card game is a 10 out of 10. No. But I thought Kingdom Hearts 2 was more fun, to be honest. But like, you know, like Ratchet and Clank, I think is more fun.
What?
Than The Last of Us.
I 100% agree with that.
Uncharted, I think, is better than The Last of Us. But
I haven't played Uncharted. You know,
but going from a complete...
Have you played Uncharted?
Like, playing Ratchet is a completely separate thing.
I got a disc. It came into Activision one day, and I had a disc that had 1, 2, and 3 on it.
Hmm.
But it wasn't for sale, and no reason to send it in at all. It was just a silver disc, no cover, came in a plastic sleeve, and I was like, taking this. played a wee bit of the first one. And just never went back to it.
Yeah.
Didn't grab
go back
it.
To it.
I have to go back to it as go well, because me and you
I'd love the story. I'd love to... I tell you, you know where it left off? Who is the old guy?
That's Sully? Your friend?
Yeah, he died.
In the first didn't he? Did not play it?
No.
Well, he's dead. Apparently.
Okay. Spoiler.
It's the last one. Don't care. So that's where I got to. He's dead.
Which one is that?
One.
The first one.
The first one?
Yeah.
I know what... Yeah, I know.
He's obviously not dead, but it's made to look as if he's dead.
I'm not saying he's definitely not dead, but I don't think he's dead in the first one.
All right, let's just leave it at that.
I gotta go.
I still haven't played
it. Isn't it the first one that make you believe he's dead?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's stop.
That's right, guys.
Let's stop right now.
That is not very far into it, to be honest with you.
It's really not. That's about an hour into the game.
Yeah. Okay. Well, if I make it an hour into the game, I know it's already spoiled on me, so...
Just remember...
Keith dies.
That's
what?
Right. Keith.
Keith?
Oh, no, Keith.
Jack dies.
What do I
do? Oh, no, that's just what everybody says, do you, if you say it? No,
Bruce Willis.
The Titanic.
Bruce Willis was wearing a hairpiece the whole time.
Okay.
In that movie. Yeah. It's true.
So you beat The Last of Us.
Beat it.
And what are you playing now?
Now I'm doing the DLC for The Last of Us, but it's only like a couple of hours.
I played that myself, actually.
Yeah, what did you think of that?
I enjoyed it. Although I beat it in a very, very short period of time. If it is a couple of hours long, like, what? I think I got through it in about an hour.
Yeah, it is.
The DLC.
Oh,
like, if you explore, it's like 3 hours long. If you just go, it's like
But it's
an hour
it's actually very... It, there's a couple of scenes. Have you beat it yet? No.
No.
There's a couple of scenes in it that you are like, whoa, this is pretty good.
Mm-hmm. I will say that the bit of the DLC that's clearly meant to be a prequel, that bit so far has been extremely boring. Where it's you're Ellie and you're with the girl. It's not the bit where.
Yeah.
Because you know, that's the thing I was fun really. I hate that it keeps swapping back and forth between like.
I like
present
that.
Day.
I like that.
I wish it was like one then the other, but that's just me.
The bit with the. Yeah, no, I understand it.
But I do think that the prequel section of the deal, I just find it really boring. Because it's. So far, I haven't fought anything. It's just a whole lot of walking and talking.
Yeah. I think that's all it really is kind of just to fill in the gaps of. Whenever you are Joel and you're talking to Ellie throughout the story and she tells you like little snippets of what was going on beforehand, yeah. Now you can kind of piece those fragments back together. You know the story of what actually went on right before Joel and Ellie kind of met up.
Yeah.
But the actual bit where, you know, obviously when Joel takes a tumble in the game and you get to play as Ellie then, you know, while she's trying to save his life, that's excellent.
I love the description for that.
Takes
a tumble.
Well, I don't want to say anything.
It is a good description.
Thank you.
And that's the other thing with The Last of Us. Because I haven't played it, I forgot how fucking graphic it is.
I
forgot, because there was a bit that came up. It was one of the bloater guys came up to me. And I was like, okay, he's just going to give me a slap and the screen will go black. No, it's like,
yeah,
he
grabs
like,
you here.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, I remember speaking to Dee about this, actually. I think I was talking to you about the combat, and there was, at one point, I was with Joel, and there was this guy, and he was like, yeah, he had Ellie, and I just like sprinted, and like Joel took him and kept running with his head at a wall and just mush like at full pelt, and I was like, "That is fucking fantastic." You know what I mean? It's a great game, yeah, but definitely not the best game ever made. The way that some reviews and magazines and websites would make you believe it's a good game, and the Joel and Ellie story is phenomenal.
I still would say though that it is probably one of the best games ever made.
That's it. Like it probably is one of the best games. Ever made, but like that, I still wouldn't even put it in one of my top games. Top 10 maybe, but like I could easily say that like it wouldn't even crack my top 5. There
top
are games I could
20?
Yeah, well,
top 50 five. Games. Are you serious?
What?
I can't believe you. Just sink them, but just sink them, sink them.
Gentlemen, let's.
I just came to it.
I tell you what, this is going to be another absolute fucking train wreck.
You say that like they're not all train wrecks.
They're no, we've come out of here
even
a couple of nights
best.
Going, gentlemen, we better prepare ourselves for glory.
I'm actually just feeling it.
Yeah.
Yeah, true.
Let us hear what news you have us for us this week.
Nice.
Thank you.
You really made that work.
It was a struggle, I'll admit.
Shall
I go first?
All right. Okay. You said James.
I want to get this out of the road, man, because I don't find this overly exciting.
Is that your news? Yeah. That's not our...
No, that's not. That's okay, not your... That's not later. There's a Polish production company has announced that it will be producing a Netflix series, Netflix English TV, English language TV series based on the Witcher saga. I got there in the end, Jonathan. Yeah. I got there. The team working on it includes producers from The Mummy, The Expanse, The Fallen Art, all of which have stated a clear and deep commitment to the books. Looking forward to telling a unique story of a family that fights for truth in a dangerous world, especially with Netflix, the perfect home for innovative storytelling.
This could be like Netflix's Game of Thrones.
Yes.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yes.
To do it well, do it right.
There is a lot that it says here. There is a lot that the books have to offer, because obviously The Witcher is based on a series of books. That the books have to offer, details that couldn't be squished into the games, so have to be retold in another way, another medium.
Actually, the writer of them books doesn't even get along with the game creators.
Oh, yes, okay.
But he is on board. He is on board with this.
Yes, Andrzej Sapkowski.
That's the one.
Is the man you're looking for.
He claims that his book sales obviously went up after the Witcher games came out, but he claims that the Witcher sales went up because of his book sales.
No.
Yeah.
No. Yeah. That did not happen.
And he's like... I don't know. I think because the games are like sequels.
Okay.
So like they've kind of just took what he did and like, you know, took
ran
it
with
further.
It. Yeah.
Whereas he's kind of like, well, what I wrote was actually what happened. Like, you know.
Well, the owner of Nerdmuch, where I got this article from, speculates that The Witcher If it can turn into a TV series, maybe we will get a movie out of the deal as well. So, maybe. which of course is possible. But again, like, we're not going to get a Game of Thrones movie.
Yeah, yeah.
So, but I can see it being quite graphic storytelling the way Game of Thrones is done as well. Because obviously, like, the games are very graphic and forward.
Exactly.
You know, leave nothing to the imagination.
The games I always thought were very adult that way as well. You know, it's like, it is as gruesome, it's real life, and like. Yeah.
Sorry, it also says here that one of the producers that I mentioned, it says that he will be directing at least one episode per season. Does that leave it that there are more than one series?
Are
they gonna? Yeah.
I don't think Netflix will do a show this day that they don't think will go for multiple seasons.
Yeah. All right. Okay.
They'll always go for a minimum two.
Yeah.
Always. Plus, this is going to have a massive fan base, unless it's
one of these like documentary, you know, like, designed to be one series, like what do you call it? How to Make a Murderer.
No, season two is coming of that.
Is it?
Is it coming of that?
Oh,
yeah.
Fuck me.
And you know what I'm really excited for? Has anybody ever watched? I'm hoping you have. F is for Family.
I haven't.
Oh, watch
that's
it.
That's the animated thing, isn't it?
Yes, it is fantastic. I've been waiting on season two for about a year. And it's coming the 30th of May.
Nice
so
one.
I'm living for that way.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Season 3 of Rick and Morty.
Oh yeah,
something I don't watch. Never get into.
I've never watched it.
It's great though.
Yeah,
yeah, it's really good.
Yeah.
Do you ever watch? Anyone here? I always go on about this show. It's on Netflix. BoJack Horseman.
Yes.
No.
It's fantastic. It's like I'm kind of like what you are with F is for Family with it.
Yeah.
I'll watch. Can't wait for the next part of it to come out. It's like a dark comedy. Like
yeah,
dark.
I think I've tried to watch dark. It and I just didn't like it.
Did you know? No. Because it has a very rocky start. Sorry.
Yeah.
It takes a long time to get going, and then there's an episode like maybe 6 or 7 in, you're just like, fuck, they'll put you on your ass. Like,
yeah, Princess Carolyn.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I hated her at the start.
No idea.
Vincent Adult Man.
Some of us do not have Netflix.
There's a lot of good stuff in
some
it.
Some of us barely have internet. Then Ryan Netflix. You laugh.
We can download shit now. I've made my life.
That's what I have started doing. I started downloading stuff onto my Netflix.
But you can only download to one device at a time, and my. Yes. Bastard sister.
All right.
Has got my like
account
password like so. She downloads one thing to watch like you know in about a month.
You got to change that password.
I am locked out of my own phone from downloading it. Like.
Yeah, you got to change that password, man.
Probably do. Yeah.
Head us up with some news, Erdy, before we get stuck into our
listen
main event.
I got like
snippets.
Snippets, I suppose. It's more just my opinion.
Just give me the most interesting opinion that you have this week.
I didn't like the Destiny 2 trailer.
Oh.
Oh. Okay.
I really liked. There's so much I want to like about it.
Yeah.
Right, so like, what do you call him? Nathan Fillion's in it.
Yeah.
His character is class. Yeah. Already immediately like him. The guy from Silence or some shit from Horizon, I think is in it. I heard his
Silence?
Voice.
Like, yeah.
That's your man. But there's a couple of like good voice actors and stuff in it. But like the trailer is just like explosion, 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 witty one-liner, explosion, explosion, explosion. I'm just like, good and all, but like, I mean, give me something to care about here.
Yeah, okay,
and I just couldn't. I was like, they're attacking Earth for one final fight. And you're like, I've heard this a million times before.
Was this the trailer or the gameplay that they did?
This
they released a
trailer
about a couple of days ago, and then there was a gameplay one.
This is the trailer.
The trailer one, yeah.
Yeah. It just didn't hook me. Compared to a game that did, and it wasn't even that much better of a trailer. It's just the way it was presented. It was not better. Shadow of War.
Yes,
I watched it and it was kind of like it was dark, it was foreboding. You know, it shows you like it shows you a dragon coming through and an ogre or an orc or whatever the fuck you call them. What do you call them? Massive things.
Orcai?
Troll or something like that. Anyway, you're fighting a lot of beasts and it's just like it really is just this ominous and dark and it's got a theme to it. It's not just like lighthearted, you know, like
pew, 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 pew.
It's going to be a fantastic game though.
It's going to be especially if it releases as the game to go alongside the Scorpio.
Probably will if it makes benefit of all that power.
Wouldn't
it?
I know.
You want to sell that thing or like
I don't
more?
Think so
I know
get that game I'll sell on that's being PS4 Pro as well.
Imagine how that's going to look.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
You know?
I don't know if it'll be. I think they need. Xbox and E3 are going to have to go, like, we got this one game that is like. You can't even compare it to a game on PS Pro. Because if they don't have that, people just be like, well, I can just play a Shadow of War on PS
Pro.
Yeah. PS is probably going to run with Spider Man at E3.
Yeah,
as
probably.
Their standalone title, you know.
I know they have God of War and The Last of Us coming too, man.
But they've got God of War coming for fucking ages. Like.
The Last of Us isn't coming this year, though, is it?
No, but neither
are next year.
Spider-Man is, though.
Yeah. Spider-Man's coming this year.
2017, yeah.
For definite.
Yeah.
Pretty sure. Yeah.
There hasn't been a date released for it yet.
No, but it's available to pre-order if we were.
I don't know. I don't think we're going to get it, honestly, until like March next year. I'd be very surprised if we got it late fall this
well,
year.
Well, they're releasing a lot of gameplay at E3, apparently, today. So
I think it will be a big one for them at E3, regardless of...
Yeah, it'll be a big one at E3, of course. But I just don't think we're going to see it until...
I hope we do.
I really I hope we see it this year.
I can see it being March. No, I think we're going to see God of War in November. And I think we're going to see...
This year?
Yeah, and I think we're going to see...
I don't know.
It's going to confirm for 2018, I think.
Oh, is it? Yeah.
I think so.
All right. Okay.
See,
well,
I've got a feeling Spider-Man will come October, November, somewhere along them lines.
We also have Crash Bandicoot.
Yeah.
June 30th.
That is creeping up.
Soon,
yeah.
Yeah.
It's always happens.
That is in 8 days, Chris.
What?
That's in eight days.
No, June 30th.
Oh, it's May.
I was like,
he worried me a lot.
I'm sorry. That's in 19 days, right?
Did my experiment work?
Tell you another a trailer I watched, and I've been going on about this game for a long time to you. I don't know if I've done it in the podcast much. South Park, The Fractured Butthole.
Butthole, yes, indeed. No, no, no. I know.
I just loved it. I will buy that game for the name.
Just for the name, yeah.
I played Stick of Truth, and it wasn't amazing.
Was it good?
I liked it, though, because it was South Park. It was an episode of South Park.
See, I fucking detest South Park.
Do you?
Yeah,
I
really
I'm
do.
Not a massive fan, but I do have some really
When I was younger, I really loved it. And then, it would be a struggle for me to sit through an episode.
What a deal.
Some episodes are great.
Some really episodes are fantastic. Yeah, we watched a lot of it when we were out in America.
Yeah, I don't know.
There's that South Park on.
Well, listen, what I've seen of it, it looks very samey to what The Stick of Truth was, but
there's not really much you could do, is there? Like,
yeah, really not. Yeah. They just put a new story in.
Kind of like his podcast.
Oh, what you got to do is like
that. Yeah, look at this.
We're just finding our rhythm there. We're trying to get going.
Just try to find your rhythm. That's why we're shutting up shop.
Shot us down, but damn. Yeah, you see, you just completely knocked me out. I'm done.
Yeah, yeah. You want to jump in with that?
Any news?
I've got news, yes. Yeah. Just confirmed a couple of hours ago, actually.
Oh, that is
hot off the press right here.
Well, kind of hottish off the press.
And you will see it in 2 days.
That's true.
Speaking of Spider-Man, kind of.
2 days ago,
Tom Holland, who's playing Spider-Man, has been confirmed as Nathan Drake in the movie.
Really?
Yes.
What?
Yeah.
So is it a prequel film?
It's a big prequel.
Oh my god.
It has to be. He's about 9 years old.
We're gonna have to play these games, man.
So Spider-Man's Tom Holland.
We'll do it together.
Nathan Drake for a prequel. That's pretty much all they've said about it.
He actually sounds. But the look of him, just from the trailers of Spider-Man, I'd say he probably would be a good Nathan Drake.
Yeah?
Yeah. He's kind of like, you know, that kind of like.
Smug?
That kind of humor, you know, it's kind of like, you know, like.
Yeah.
Don't really care.
Yeah.
Take everything nonchalantly. Yeah. Death-defying situations mean nothing to him. You know?
Yeah.
Whatever.
Who played the Spider-Man in the last one?
Andrew Garfield.
Yeah, I just did not like
him. I hated him at all. Everyone said he was a good
Spider-Man.
He's not a
Bring back Tobey Maguire.
Bring back Tobey
Maguire.
Yeah.
Maguire.
Maguire.
The Maguire.
Did he do much after Spider-Man?
You see his name popping up in a...
He did artsy films.
Voice-over films.
Have you ever seen the film Brothers with him and Jake?
Apparently he's very good. Don't call him Jake.
Why?
Because his name's Jake Gyllenhaal.
I know.
You don't know him. You're not like, me and Jake there knocking about there.
You clearly don't know me.
He was in Boss Baby. Tobey Maguire.
What?
Yeah.
Tobey Maguire was in Boss Baby.
Yeah. That's what I say. He pops up every so often.
But I think he decided to do like a couple of artsy films that just didn't like Seabiscuit and stuff. I didn't really pan out.
Seabiscuit. I don't know why.
Maybe we'll see him. I think he should come back for like Spider-Man fucking like 20 years later.
Yeah.
Like as an old...
As Uncle Ben.
Yeah.
Who got confirmed during the week as Venom?
Oh,
who was
I've
that?
Seen that.
Tom Hardy, wasn't it?
Tom Hardy.
That'd be pretty good.
Like. Yeah.
That's crazy. That'd be cool.
That would be good.
Tom Hardy is just great, whatever he does.
Tom Hardy's going to be Sam Fisher. Splinter Cell,
yeah.
Is he, yeah?
Yeah.
That came on that podcast, isn't it?
Schedule, but he's more bricked up than we are.
Yeah.
Well, it's mad.
I'm pretty busy.
You got anything else?
Yeah, and then the last one, Destiny 2. Also, it's already been confirmed it's going to be on PC, but it's going to be coming after console. And, shockingly, it's going through Blizzard's app instead of Steam.
I heard that you can now purchase Destiny 2 using your Blizzard...
Yeah, but only...
Blizzard account money.
But only through that.
But only through that, yeah.
Not for Steam.
Not on Steam.
Not for anything else.
If you buy money.
Another kind of shitty thing about that on PC is that there's no dedicated service.
No dedicated service, no.
Like on console we'll have.
Oh.
Why? Don't know.
God knows.
For Destiny 2.
Don't care. Obviously, they have a bigger market than consoles. So that's what they're focusing on. Like. So, fuck you guys in the PC.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
PC doesn't always win, kids.
No, it is not. It's not after all a master race, just a really, really, really good race.
Yeah. Okay.
Yes.
Paddy, we need something light and airy.
My shitty news of the week.
Shitty news of the week.
I like this.
At first, I'm going to read you the headline. If you want to hear more about the story, let me know and I'll hit you up with that.
Okay.
This is fucking great. Woman finds a hat in tree.
Swear to God. Where did you get this news? I don't know.
This is
Was this you sitting on the park?
Right. A hat has been found up a tree in Bilton. The woolen head garment, which is red and has a bobble, was discovered on Tuesday by Bilton Lane resident Sharon Bromance, 43.
Bromance?
Yeah, swear to God. I could hardly believe my eyes when I saw it up there, she said. I got it down with a stick and I put it on a fence post. The owner has now got until April 10th to reclaim the hat or it will be destroyed.
A hat?
A fucking bobble hat.
She hardly believed it.
I could hardly believe my eyes.
It's a hat.
It's a fucking bobble hat in a tree.
How'd that get up there?
How does this make news?
I don't know. These are like officially in a paper.
And people say I don't go out enough.
Fuck a hat.
I could hardly believe my eyes. She could have a book deal now in about a year.
Oh my god.
Pine shop is victim to thief.
What?
Pine shop is victim to thief.
Okay.
Wow. What's the world coming to?
A roll of tinfoil was stolen from Poundland. The thief struck. This is fucking true. The thief struck at 6 p.m. on November 26th.
I thought you were going to say struck someone with the roll of tinfoil.
No. I want this.
The
so
foil
bad,
was worth £1. Anyone with information about the shoplifter is asked to contact police.
Anyone with information about a shoplifter who stole a roll of tinfoil for £1 is asked to contact the police. Are you sure they didn't just go in, pick up the tinfoil and was like, you know, get caught up? Because I've done it a couple of times. Get caught up in what you're doing and go to walk out the door and be like, oh shit, I got a roll of tinfoil.
Tinfoil thief, yeah.
Well, he struck it.
I know what happened. I bet you they went up to the till with like about 20 items, paid for 19 of them, and walked out accidentally with tinfoil in their hand. And everyone was like, get that fucker! Pin him down.
Honest to God.
Grass growing fast after rain.
If ever there were Irish weather, Paddy, you've hit it right there.
This is over in England, though.
It's just in. Council staff
are having to work Saturdays to keep the town's grass trim. Heavy rainfall has meant grass is growing very quickly, and the council's street scene team is working hard extra hours to keep it up. Staff were out with the council's new £18,000 mowers last week cutting grass.
Yeah, God love those council workers, you know.
Having to work a Saturday.
Yeah, having to work a Saturday in their cushy jobs with their massive pensions and lovely fucking paychecks. Oh no, we have to cut the grass now one more time a week. Fuck me. Try working for fucking minimum wage on a 0-hour contract, you cunt.
Hey!
Oh my god. How does that make news?
This one, I don't have a story to go with it. It's just a headline. Woman in sumo wrestler suit assaulted her ex-girlfriend in a gay pub after she waved at a man dressed as a Snickers bar.
I don't think I can hear much more, but my ears are bleeding.
This one I took because this is fucking class.
Yeah.
Old man at 91. His name is Alf. I've been posting my letters in the dog poo box for 2 years. He hasn't had mail delivered in 2 years. He keeps posting it in boxes.
I wonder how much money he's putting there. Give all his grandkids.
Should have had a dog through it for that money. I'm damn it.
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah.
This is right on the front of an newspaper. This is their headline they're running with. Car park excellent for daytime doggy.
I actually cannot believe that this is what our podcasts have come to.
This is my final one. This is fucking brilliant.
Okay.
In the day and age we live in now.
Sure.
Upgrading to colour is the title of the news segment here.
Is it worth it?
A Swansea town council is considering getting a colour photocopier. In a report to the town council, the clerk, Anthony Davis, said that the current machine, which does not print in colour, needed replacing. It would make good sense to have a new machine, but members may wish to consider a coloured copier.
This is why print newspapers are going out of business.
Oh, man. No.
This right here.
That is actually... It's brilliant, Paddy. It's fantastic. Yeah. I appreciate the time and effort that took.
What's worse, clickbait or that?
That. Because it's there, you know? Whether you like it or not, you're going to see it in the paper.
Well, that's it.
You know? Well, clickbait, you have to make the conscious choice to click.
Well, that's it too. But who reads a paper?
Revisit Chris's rant.
Oh, that's horrible.
Who has the cushy jobs?
The fucking council.
The council workers?
Yeah.
Council workers are paid ridiculous amount of money.
Like. You see them all the time in town being like, leaves. I'm just getting paid like £20 an hour to do this. I better take a break.
And they're fixing the road, but it's just leaning up against a shovel.
Yeah.
You know?
But there's that part of the Armagh Road that we pretty much had to use every single day. Now, they put up 8 weeks it was going to take us. Okay? They started in March, and they officially shut down all work on it the first week in October.
what stretch road is that?
Do you know before you come to the racetrack, the big long straight? If you come back,
Oh, that was forever yeah. done, yeah. And there was like fucking like...
Nearly
like
fucking 8
20
months.
Crashes a year on that fucking stretch road as well. Yeah.
And they were just like, oh, yeah, this...
You know. That is the council all over. They get paid by the day as opposed to the hour.
Yeah. You know? I'm sorry, but I can't feel sympathy for those people. I'm glad the grass is growing. I hope it grows.
Like we had actually are sorry you have to work a Saturday.
Yeah. Well, grows, for double time, rich, no doubt. You have to pay more rates for them to cut it.
Yeah, absolutely. Oh, well, that's true.
Double time, but...
Oh, my.
I cut my own grass.
Yeah, he cuts his own grass.
See? Get them round, you pay your taxes, mate.
No biggie. Gentlemen, and to all of you at home, thank you for joining us on what is episode 17 of the Excite Gaming Podcast.
17?
It is, yes.
My God.
We are
feel like that.
Greatly blessed to have you with us here tonight, and we hope you are enjoying the show thus far. But now it is time to separate the wheat from the chaff, if you do like. Natural selection.
Wheat from the barley.
From the chaff. That's an Albert Wesker line from Resi 5. I don't know if you got that.
7 minutes.
No one got that.
7 minutes is all I have to play with you. I met him, by the way.
What?
I met the voice actor for Wesker.
That's phenomenal.
He was at Comic-Con a couple of years ago.
That now makes James the most famous person at this table. I haven't met anybody who voice acted Albert Wesker.
Well, it depends with Wesker.
He's a lovely guy.
Yeah.
Really.
Gentlemen.
It's actually a 45-year-old woman, I think.
I posed the question to my good dear friends that I did say that we should have a... we should have a table quiz, did I not, to separate the wheat from the chaff, to see just what my fellow colleagues did know of thou games they do play. I'm trying to rhyme
quit
this,
when
you
you're
know?
Ahead.
Yeah, I should. Okay, yeah, so we're going to have a bit of a quiz here to see exactly what the guys know about games through the ages. What format do you want to work this? Five?
I think, yeah, just do like a
questions
lines,
of five?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then we'll go through them. Oh, yeah, we're going to swap sheets.
Are you going to swap every round? Or
yep.
Do you want to... Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so the first series of questions, first five questions. These are going to be multiple choice, gentlemen. All I need you to write down...
Is the correct answer.
Is the correct answer. I would actually prefer you to write down the three answers you think to be wrong.
And rank them.
And then rank them in order of which one you think is the most ludicrous.
This is what we're doing for the last one.
Excellent.
Thank you for joining us. I hope you have your pens and paper at the ready at home, as we are about to begin. Question uno. Por favor.
Oh my God, I just realized.
That's one in Spanish.
Because in the last podcast, we were like joking how Chris was in his element, you know.
Yeah.
Can I have 30 seconds of the cock, please? Cock, please.
It's all gone wrong. It always does.
So
okay,
this was no accident that we're doing a quiz this
Gentlemen,
week. Gentlemen. That's what I'm
saying. Question number uno. Which of these is not a ghost in the game? In the game Pac-Man.
Ah.
Is it Blinky, Stinky, Inky, or Clyde? I repeat. Blinky, Stinky, Inky, or Clyde?
I don't know why I'm covering. Who's covering me?
Question.
What'd you got there, Perry?
Question number two.
I'm guessing.
In which video game would you find the characters Brick and Mordecai? What? Far Cry, Skyrim, Borderlands, or Fable?
I think I know this one.
In which video game would you find the characters Brick or Mordecai? Far Cry, Skyrim, Borderlands, or Fable?
Fable. So you're supposed to pronounce it.
Fable 1 and Fable 2. Fable 3 was also quite good.
Yeah. Fable Legends never got made.
No. I can see why. Question number 3.
3.
Which video game involves a war between humanity and the Covenant? Is it Vanquish?
He's fucking wrote it. Both of them have.
Vanquish.
That's so obvious.
How is it?
Final Fantasy, Halo, or Homefront?
What's the question?
Which video game involves a war between humanity and the Covenant?
Yo, shout out to Final Fantasy. My boy, not this.
My boy.
What question is this?
Question number...
Jesus. Quizmaster, you are
full.
But it's not as if we're 40 in, like, you know.
Question Katra.
Katra.
Which video game takes place on a floating city called the Ark? Is it Empire, Brink, Ace Combat, or Total War?
I'm going to guess.
Now, I understand, gentlemen, you will not know all of these questions, but do hazard a guess. And you playing along at home.
Did you come up with these ones yourself?
Absolutely not.
Oh.
No, this was taken straight offline. Yeah, I could. No. Okay.
All right, James.
Question number 5 in the end of the first round. Legend of the Seven Stars is a game in which series? Legend of Zelda, Baldur's Gate, Skyrim, or Super Mario?
What's it called?
What?
Legend of the Seven Stars is a game in which series? Legend of Zelda, Baldur's Gate, Skyrim, or Super Mario? Bing, bing. That noise symbolizes the end of the first round, gentlemen.
Bing, bing.
If you would swap...
Can I just say something with the last question?
Of course.
Skyrim.
Give him your answer.
What?
This is not a series. Sorry.
Yeah, well...
Give me your box.
Give me a box, me.
That's true, that's true.
Okay. What? Talking shit.
Okay,
you're
so
more right than
the guys have swapped across their answer sheets, and we're now going to go through them. So question one.
Can I just say one thing before we start?
Of course.
Paddy's handwriting, that's immaculate.
Isn't it? Let me see. Can we hold that up to the camera? Because that's incredible.
You know those answers now. Don't be looking then.
But do look. Because you have to look.
Hold it right up. Let it focus. I noticed that when I used to work with you, Paddy, your handwriting is exceptional. Calligraphy classes have been paying off.
That's some clean ass.
Have you always wrote like that? Or did you actually sit down one night and decide... I gotta do something about this.
Okay. One issue I have is that the Q looks a little bit like a G.
I was going fancy and I fucked it.
Sweet.
Question number one. Which of these is not a ghost in the pack game Pac-Man? Blinky, Stinky, Inky, or Clyde? The answer was Stinky.
Yeah. I think I got that.
Yes.
Question number two. In which game would you find the characters Brick and Mordecai? Far Cry, Skyrim, Borderlands, or Fable? The answer is, of course, Borderlands.
That's my son.
Fucking hell, we're looking good so far.
Question number three. Which game involves a war between humanity and the Covenant? Vanquish, Final Fantasy, Halo, or Homefront? It is, of course, Halo. Question number four. Which video game takes place on a floating city called the Ark? Empire, Brink, Ace Combat, or Total War? The answer is Brink.
Ah, good stuff.
And question number five. Legend of the Seven Stars is a game in which series? Legend of Zelda, Baldur's Gate, Skyrim, or Super Mario? The answer is Super Mario.
Fuck's sake.
5 out of 5, Hammers.
Oh! Who are you?
Okay.
4 out of 5, Patrick.
Oh, not bad.
What'd
you get, Diddley?
4 out of 5.
4 out of 5.
Oh, what'd you get wrong? Ace Combat.
No! I got it right. I got fucking the last one wrong.
Oh,
Super Mario.
Baldur's
Gate.
It's all tied apart from James because he's winning.
Okay. Round number 2. Question number 1. In which game would you be asked to find the water chip? Would it be...
Oh, damn, got this!
Fallout, Earthbound, Jade Empire, or The Legend of Dragoon? In which game would you be asked to find the water chip?
I know this cunt has it as well, though.
Dragoon?
I have no idea what that is.
Question number 2.
It's a metaphorical thing.
Which game offers the characters Monk Zeng, Scholar Ling, and Furious Ming to the player?
Furious Ming.
Is it Odin Sphere, Skyrim, Brink, or Jade Empire?
Repeat the things.
Which game offers the characters Monk Zeng, Scholar Ling, and Furious Ming to the player?
Repeat that one more time.
Monk Zeng, Scholar Ling, and Furious Ming. Is it Odin Sphere, Skyrim, Brink, or Jade Empire?
Let me guess that.
Yeah. Hit it with the hot and spicy guess.
Question number 3. Oops. Which video game is set in the world of Arion?
What?
Arion. You deaf?
Yeah, sorry. I tried to make that sound.
Arion.
Arion, James.
Randy.
Is it Odin's Fear, Morrowind, The Black Gate, or The Witcher? Which video game is set in the world of Arion? Odin's Fear, Morrowind, The Black Gate, or The Witcher?
Are you saying Sphere or Fear?
Sphere.
I don't even know it.
That's probably not spelled right.
Yeah, that's definitely not spelled
right. Okay.
Sure, I suppose.
Question number four. Which video game has the player play a character known as J.C. Denton? Deus Ex, Vagrant Story, Neverwinter Nights, or Xenogears? Which video game has the player play a character known as J.C. Denton?
Sounds so familiar.
Deus Ex, Vagrant Story, Neverwinter Nights, or Xenogears?
I gotta guess. I think I half remember this from somewhere. All right.
And question number five to finish the round. In which video game would you be exploring Le Monde? L-E-A Monde. Is it A, Wild Arms, B, Oblivion, C, Chrono Trigger, or D, Vagrant Story? Hazard a guess if you don't know. Wild Arms, Oblivion, Chrono Trigger, or Vagrant Story? In which video game would you be exploring Le Monde? I think I'm pronouncing that right. If I'm not, I apologize.
Follow the answers there.
I apologize.
Wild Arms, Oblivion, Chrono Trigger, or Vagrant Story?
Not confident about this round at all.
See, I guessed
my
three of them.
Four of them?
I guessed all five. I don't even know. The spelling's definitely not right. Let's go with that.
I only knew two of them.
Vagrant.
What?
What did I write? What did I write?
That's not the one you got wrong.
No, I know, but what did I write?
For what for Vagrant?
Did I spell it right? No.
Is that the one you want to know about Vagrant?
Yeah.
Vagrant's pretty alright. It's number four.
Okay, we'll get to it. Here we go. Question one then. In which game would you be asked to find a water chip? Fallout, Earthbound, Jade Empire, or The Legend of the Dragoon? It is, of course, Fallout.
Yeah.
What Fallout is that?
Fallout 1, the first one, I'd say.
Oh. Did you all know that?
Yeah, I knew about a water chip, yeah.
Did you know that? I hadn't a clue. Which game offers the characters Monk, Zeng, Scholar Ling, and Furious Ming to the player? The answer, Jade Empire.
Yeah. Fucking hell.
Yes, Patrick. Yes.
Did I get that one right, Patrick?
No, you didn't. I'm checking it there.
You got it right.
No!
No, you got it.
Oh, I got it right.
Yeah!
Bitches.
Question number three. Which video game is set in the world of Arion? The answer, Odin's Sphere.
I get that? Yeah, you got that.
Oh, yes.
Fucking hell, P-Dog.
P-Dog, big style.
Which video, on, buddy.
Which video game has the character play a character... As the player play a character known as J.C. Denton?
I couldn't remember how to spell that, so we wrote DSX.
The answer is Deus Ex.
Paddy, we are cleaning up. Actually, I don't know if I can give that to you.
Oh, you can fucking give me it, surely.
I think you're trying to write OSX.
I can award the point.
DSX. Yeah.
Brilliant.
Did he get that right?
Finally,
yeah.
In which video game would you be exploring Le Monde? The answer, Vagrant Story.
Paddy, 5 out of 5.
Nice. Clean sweep, boy.
Fucking right it is, boy.
3 out of 5, James, boy.
Oh, what's
that? We're officially ahead of James.
Tally that up, eh? 4 and 5, 9.
That's a lot of tallying.
That's 9. That's fucking 8 more than I thought I was going to get.
I hope that the players at home are enjoying this just as much as we are.
Well, not anymore.
Okay, here we go. Round number 3.
Number 3.
In what year was the Sega Genesis released in North America? 1991, 1989, 1999, or 1975? What year was the Sega Genesis released in North America?
I would guess.
91, 89, 99, or 75?
Why not?
Question number 2. Which of the following video games takes place in a dystopian underwater city called Rapture? God of War, Half-Life, Fallout 3, or Bioshock?
So what's the question?
Which of the following video games takes place in a dystopian underwater city called Rapture? God of War, Half-Life, Fallout 3, or Bioshock?
Don't know.
Question number 3.
I'm going downhill this round.
What Nintendo system was released after the Nintendo 64, but before the Wii? The Virtual Boy, the GameCube, the Nintendo 128, or the Super Nintendo?
Say it again.
What Nintendo system was released after the 64, but before the Wii? The Virtual Boy, the GameCube, the Nintendo 128, or the Super Nintendo?
Virtual Boy's fucking me up there.
What the fuck was that thing?
Donna.
Donna, mate.
Question
Donna,
number four.
Wanker.
E. Honda, Dhalsim, and Chun-Li are all characters from what video game series? Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, Battletoads, Street Fighter, or Mortal Kombat?
What's the question?
E. Honda, Dhalsim, and Chun-Li are all characters from which video game series? Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, Battletoads, Street Fighter, or Mortal Kombat? Question number five. Question number five.
Is that the answer, James? James. Wink once for yes.
Double yes.
What color is the Ring of Death on an Xbox that signifies a hardware failure? Is it green, red, yellow, or blue?
Been there, my friend.
What color is the Ring of Death on an Xbox to signify hardware failure? Green, red, yellow, or blue?
Oh, thank fuck, I got one right in here. Red.
I wasn't even sure.
Okay, answers, gentlemen. In what year was the Sega Genesis released in North America? 1989.
Oh, fuck.
Long before any of us. Wait, were you?
You know that, James.
What year were you born?
90.
Okay. Long before any of us. Which of the following video really games takes place in a dystopian underwater city called Rapture? That would be BioShock.
Half-Life.
Actually, Paddy, you are correct. What Nintendo system was released after the 64 but before the Wii? It was the GameCube.
Yeah.
E-Honda, Dhalsim, and Chun-Li are all characters from what video game series? Street Fighter.
Oh, pish.
And what color is the Ring of Death? The Ring of Death on an Xbox that signifies hardware failure? It is, of course, red.
It's the Red Wing of Death.
Red Wing.
You got three, mate.
That's not too bad.
Three. What'd you get?
Five.
Five out of five.
Fucking hell.
Five out of five.
What does that put you? It puts you back in the lead.
I think we're all tight. Because you got two wrong last time.
Oh, we did, yeah.
Oh, well, I'm not all tight.
But we had one wrong at the start. I'm on... Give me a minute.
Gentlemen, this...
Give me a minute. I'm on 12.
This round will feature nine questions.
Unlucky for some.
Nine questions.
Nine questions?
Can make up some ground here, gentlemen, yes. Because it's all on one sheet. So
quick
it's not
fire
gonna...
round.
It's not supposed to be.
No, at all. Here we go.
Is this the last round?
No. But these are non... These just... Yeah, there's no multiple choice here.
Oh,
this
right.
Just...
Oh, Chris, come on.
So,
I've got half my fucking answers here.
So this is going to be interesting to see what you come up with some of these.
This will really separate the wheat from the chaff.
Yes. Question number one. In the game Metal Gear Solid...
Oh, fuck.
Oh,
who is the twin brother of Solid Snake?
Which one?
The twin brother. Give me one, and I will accept. If it is the right one.
If it's the same one I have here.
In the game Metal Gear Solid, who is the twin brother of Solid Snake?
I'm just going to go for a good shot in the dark here.
I went for a shot in the dark that I'm near sure is right.
Yeah?
Really?
Yeah. Okay.
I just went for it.
The judge's call will be final at the end of it.
Well, that's fair enough, but I'm near sure.
Question number two. In video gaming, what is the name of the princess who Mario repeatedly stops Bowser from kidnapping?
Oh, base.
What's it saying in this book?
Zelda.
It's fucking shield.
No, I think they're
the
just
princess
all
princess of Zelda.
In video gaming, what is the name of the princess who Mario repeatedly stops Bowser from kidnapping?
I don't know.
You don't know?
I don't know.
It's okay, buddy. We all miss one.
I'm gonna write.
One? We all miss some. Many, one to many.
Question number three. In video games, what is the name of Sonic the Hedgehog's sidekick?
Oh. We're back in the game. Fred.
I think I know this. I've lost all confidence now. I'm not sure, but not.
Question number four. What is the name of the gang member that the video game GTA San Andreas revolves around? What is the name of the gang member that the video game Grand Theft Auto San Andreas revolves around? Yeah, I need the name.
Okay.
Wait.
I don't want abbreviated.
Oh.
I want the actual name.
Okay, well, I'm out.
If you have the abbreviated and you know the... Hazard a guess from the two...
Like, this is the only chance of getting points here, you know?
Question number five. How many rows of aliens are there usually at the start of a Space Invaders game?
How many rows? Complete guess.
I'm shit at Space Invaders.
You don't need to be good.
Don't need to be good to count the rows of aliens.
Oh, pish.
Question
this is my fucking hard
number one. Six. What is the name of the fictional English archaeologist in the Tomb Raider?
Ah, we're a good flan now.
Huh?
What is the name of the fictional English archaeologist in the game Tomb Raider?
Angelina Jolie.
Harrison Ford.
Question number seven. In the game Doom, which planet is the Space Marine posted to after assaulting his commanding officer?
Hyrule.
Could well be, James. Could well be. Stick it down and we'll
planet.
Let you know.
A planet.
Yeah.
In the game Doom, which planet is the Space Marine posted to after assaulting his commanding officer? You don't know, take a stab in the dark.
Complete stab in the dark.
Question number eight. Which PlayStation 2 game, released in 2003, was banned by several countries and implicated by the media in a murder due to its graphic violence?
What is the fucking name of it?
I think we all know that one.
I do. Give me a minute. Fuck, I was looking at it there.
Which PlayStation 2 game, released in 2003, was banned by several countries and implicated by the media in a murder due to its graphical violence? I think you can still bad, can't you?
He's saying you can
bad. Ed and Bully came back on.
Were they like tamed down, or did they just be re-released?
I think people just wised up.
Yeah.
You're going to have to give me that.
I'll give it to you when we come back.
Yeah.
Question.
Please, I know this.
Question number nine.
I didn't even get that.
Oh, well, fuck, I can't do any more than that.
Question number nine. Jumpman's goal is to save the lady from the giant ape in which 1981 arcade game? Jumpman's goal is to save the lady from the giant ape in which 1981 arcade game?
Just to get this island done.
Yeah, I will give you another 30 seconds until I go and grab myself another Coke.
That was our copyright.
What are you going to go for?
Blank
on this.
No,
never mind.
What
was the other one?
No. Think of what?
Boom.
Man, Christopher, you're a real cunt. What? I just don't like you as a person.
Okay.
I thought I'd attack your character.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Come on, guys. Swap your fucking answer right now.
Oh.
Okay, here we go.
Thank fuck, Jesus, thank you.
Adam, for what, really Patrick? Me. I have no idea. This is round four.
Is it?
Are you losing marks?
I actually wrote three above it, too.
Yeah, round five.
In the game Metal Gear Solid, who is the twin brother of Solid Snake? It is Liquid Snake.
What is it? Well done. Hey, opposite of Solid.
Yeah.
Well done.
Complete shit in the dark.
Complete shit in the dark.
Complete shit in the dark. No, shit me quick. Fucking hell. Mrs. Brown, Patrick Rose.
I didn't know.
I have to give him a bonus point for that.
Question number two. In video gaming, what is the name of the princess who Mario repeatedly stops Bowser from kidnapping?
Oh, shit.
It is, of course, Princess Peach.
Correct, Amundo.
Question number three. In video games, what is the name of Sonic the Hedgehog's sidekick? I will accept Miles Prower or Tails.
Cool.
You accept Tails and you'll say no more about it.
For this
next question, do we need a full name?
Yeah.
Oh, well, he said it like very obviously.
What is the name of the gang member that video game Grand Theft Auto San Andreas revolves around? I will need Carl C.J. Johnson.
Yep, Patty got it.
Wait, so I just put Carl C.J.
Oh,
why you put Johnson?
But Johnson's not—that's not his first name, is it? Do you need his full?
He said his name.
His surname's Johnson.
Suck a dick.
I wrote Carl James.
Yes, fuck you. If I don't get it, you don't get it.
That is his name, Carl James. Johnson was a retcon. They changed that in the later games.
How many rows of aliens are there usually at the start of a Space Invaders game? Five.
Oh,
what?
Patrick wrote three or seven. Go for seven.
Is that a three, James?
Yes.
It looked like a five.
You shouldn't
have
said nothing.
I mean, yes, it's five.
This chair just broke a bit.
Question number six. What is the name of the fictional English archaeologist in the game Tomb Raider? Of course, it is Lara Croft.
Oh, you wrote Laura Croft.
I did not write Laura.
No, I didn't. Of course you didn't. Not American.
That would have been Sinead's name, only for Laura? The game coming out quite close, and people, like her dad didn't want her thinking.
Lara?
Yeah, didn't want Could. People
That's
thinking.
That's an exceptional name.
Yeah, but they didn't want her thinking, oh, just named her after the game.
Just named after the game. Yeah, I see.
Robin Williams called his daughter Zelda.
I want that name for my child. I think that is a phenomenal name.
Zelda.
Don't
Zelda.
Do that.
Zelda's a class.
It's too iconic though.
There's a woman who works in Tesco in Monaghan called Zelda.
Yeah?
Yeah.
She shouldn't be.
She definitely does not look like a Zelda, let me tell you.
Fuck. Hope she doesn't listen. Thank you for your support.
Question number seven. In the game Doom, which planet is the space marine posted to after assaulting his commanding officer? Mars.
Dante?
I thought it's something to do with hell.
Ah, yes, of course.
Are you sure it's not Uranus?
No.
Sorry, I'll check.
Oh, no, you got it, James. Sorry.
That James got it.
Yeah.
Not me. Dante. I think it might have been Dante.
Which PlayStation 2 game released in 2003 was banned by several countries
and
implicated in the media in the murder due to its graphical violence? It is, of course, Condemned.
What?
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 You cunt!
You lying.
Nah, it's Manhunt.
He knew what he was doing. Yeah.
Condemned. Correct.
I like that you just went straight to the you cunt.
Well, we've established it's allowed.
And the final question. Jumpman's goal is to save the lady from the giant ape in which 1981 arcade game? Donkey Kong.
Donkey Funky Kong.
Jumpman is Mario. What?
Spoiler alert. In case no one... They might not have played the game.
Fuck's sake.
Thanks.
How about...
I need to get one, two, three.
I got three wrong. That's actually not
Four,
too bad.
Five, six.
Hey. Oh, no, I got... Yeah, I got three wrong. Yeah.
I got six.
Six. What did you get, James?
Seven.
Oh, he's pushing his palm ahead now.
I got fucked by Carl.
You did.
Carl!
They actually take that out of the game.
How many questions are in this one?
Card fucking.
I'm going to go with 10.
Oh, 10 geez. To finish.
10 to finish.
Okay. This is it. This is make or break.
You should have kept them all at five.
No, I think people can make some extra points here.
Yeah, not me.
But you got to give that opportunity.
Okay, here we go.
This could be your round.
Gentlemen, finish the title. Spyro the...
Oh. Was it panic there?
Spyro the homeowner?
The homeowner?
Question number... all like this? Finish the title?
No.
Okay.
That would have been fun.
Question number two. You can play as Toad, Peach, and Koopa... In what series of games known for being played on boards and with mini games, stars, dice, and coins?
What?
Oh, fuck.
You can play as Toad, Peach, and Koopa in what series of games known for being played on boards and with mini games, stars, dice, and coins?
That's an awkward question there.
Yeah, there's an awkward question there.
I'm guessing. Because I don't know the answer.
Question number three. I am amphibious and I like to leap and hop between cars and trucks. What game am I?
What kind of question is that?
A politically correct one, James.
Well, my answer is fantastic.
The video game adaptation of what 1980s film was allegedly responsible for an industry crash in 1983?
What is it?
The video game adaptation of what 1980s film was allegedly responsible for an industry crash in 1983?
My boy.
Hint, it's a very well-known film.
Mm-hmm. That makes no difference to me at all.
Very well-known.
That helped.
It's very well-known.
Question number five. Which game for the Nintendo DS console is available in different versions featuring dogs such as Dachshunds, Chihuahuas, and Dalmatians in their titles?
Oh. Nailed it!
Now, I will need the correct spelling of this game.
Why?
Because some people say it one way, other people say it another. There is just one title for this.
Okay.
Which game for the Nintendo DS console is available in different versions featuring dogs such as Dachshunds.
How do you say that?
Dachshunds. Chihuahuas and Dalmatians in their titles.
Dachshunds.
Yeah. If you own one of those particular breeds of animal, I'm sorry for murdering their name. Next question, gentlemen.
Sparky.
That's some very graphic fucking language, Chris.
Banjo-Tooie. The third game in the Banjo-Kazooie series of games, developed by Rareware for Nintendo 64 players.
Okay.
Their heroes must fight dragons. What kind of creatures are Banjo and Kazooie?
Oh, okay.
All right. So I'm looking for what kind of creatures are Banjo and Kazooie?
Do we need a specific breed?
No.
Thank God.
We can be quite generic here.
I am completely, I don't know, I'm either right, dead right, or I'm completely off the mark here.
Super Mario Brothers was the first video game to use the term one-up when referring to an extra life. What object did you need to collect to get the one-up?
In which game? Or just the series?
Just Super Mario Bros.
Okay, that's good, that's good. That's good, that's good. It's real good.
In which action-adventure game would you find the characters of Jacqueline Natla, Larson Conway, and Pierre Dupont?
What the fuck? Repeat.
In which action-adventure video game would you find the characters of Jacqueline Natla, Larson Conway, and Pierre Dupont?
Fuck.
It's a hint. It's a 90s, mid-90s game.
Well, that girl's my guess.
I'm going to guess this.
Yeah. Next question. In this Russian puzzle game, follow the colored bricks and slide them into the right place. Form four complete lines and you get what?
What?
In this Russian puzzle game, follow the colored blocks and slide them into the right place. Form four complete lines and you get what?
Is this obvious?
Sure.
Are you guys getting this?
Oh, yeah.
Paddy, you
got this? Yeah, Paddy got this. In this Russian puzzle game, follow the colored blocks and slide them into the right place. Form four complete lines and you get... I honestly didn't know that this is what you got. I just thought that
this
was...
getting me, I think. I think I know what it is.
AIDS.
You get the AIDS.
You do get the AIDS.
Yeah.
Next question.
This is the last one.
No, this is the penultimate, sorry. I'll go penultimate. I'll go 11 here because I want you to hear the final
fucking
question.
Fucking 10 rolled down. I have to add 9 numbers.
We're kind of fucked now, Chris. It threw us all off.
Next question.
Prep for
New Leaf was the subtitle for a game in what popular Nintendo simulation?
No, he knows this too.
He said it at the start of the show.
Oh, then I know it.
New Leaf was the subtitle for a game in what popular Nintendo simulation series?
Oh, fuck. I think this is it. Oh, it mightn't be, though.
Genuinely, lads, when I read these questions, I did not know the half of these. Well, we do not know.
I'm torn.
A video game.
I know.
There is not one I'm getting right.
New Leaf.
New Leaf.
I'm going to change it. I shouldn't change it.
I hope you change it to the correct thing, James.
So do I. And he'll know. Okay. He'll look at this.
I'm not expecting any of you to get this, but I just want you to hear this.
I'm going
to
get it.
What video game features a boss known as Miri the Giant Cow? I shit you not. What
boss?
Video game features a boss known as Miri the Giant Cow? I'm not expecting anybody to get this.
Miri the Giant Cow.
I'm still stuck on question 8.
What was question 8?
The one about the adventure or action adventure one?
Adventure Time.
I can't give you another clue because if I do.
And it's from the 90s.
Are all you stuck on number 8?
No, I think I got
it.
I got it. Okay.
Fuck, I'm going to throw that.
I think I have it. I think I have a good shout out, I know.
Here we go, gentlemen.
Hold on, what was 11? Let me think.
Do you want me to go through any ones?
No, I'm good.
Mm-hmm. Better get me some candy.
Okay, I'm ready.
Okay. Gentlemen, the base. Final round.
Jesus.
Question number 1.
Oh, my, no.
Finish the title. Spyro the Dragon.
Dragoon.
You can play as Toad, Peach, and Koopa in what series of games being known for played on boards with minigames, stars, dice, and coins? It is Mario Party.
Result.
Did you get that?
Yeah.
Because
it was boards that got me. It's like that you
that's
play it on
a
field.
Well, yeah.
But then I know, I remember playing Mario Party and it's such a fucking bullshit. No offense to you, Jack.
People love that game.
I know, but there's no like it's all luck. It's all luck.
Yeah.
Oh, look at my next answer.
Hang on, I want to hear it. I'm amphibious and I like to leap and hop between cars and trucks. What game am I?
Well, it's not right, is it?
Frog Leap.
Oh, close. The answer is Frogger.
Yeah. Did you get that, D?
Yeah, I did.
Oh, yeah.
I'll pick
the video game adaptation of what 1980s film was allegedly responsible for an industry crash in 1983? It is E.T., yes. The Extraterrestrial.
If you didn't get The Extraterrestrial, you don't get it, right?
No.
No, you don't get it. I wrote it down.
Fuck, you know this.
I know it's bad when the publishers collected tens of thousands of copies of the game in the mid-1980s and buried them in a landfill in New Mexico just to be rid of them.
I read that too.
Yeah.
I remember
it
reading
it. It bankrupted Atari.
Now the
it
horrible,
was so bad they rushed that out for Christmas, didn't they?
Yeah. Yeah. Now the horrible E.T. game sits in history in the Smithsonian. There you go. The next question then. Which game for the Nintendo DS console is available in different versions featuring dogs such as that funny one, Chihuahuas and Dalmatians in their titles? The answer is Nintendogs.
Yeah.
Not Nintendo Dogs.
Is it Fuck You, Chris?
Nintendogs.
Well, then that's wrong.
Nintendogs.
Fuck you, Chris, the Sims Pets wankers.
That's Patty's answer.
Fuck you, Chris, the Sims Pets wankers.
What kind of creature...
Patty just took off here.
What kind of creatures are Banjo and Kazooie? They are a bear and a bird.
I literally read what I wrote.
Kangaroo and a pig.
Two animals, though.
Yeah, you hazard a guess.
Patty said apple bottom jeans.
I didn't
Could
know.
You not at least guess an animal?
No, I was fed up. Okay. And then I came back into it with the next answer.
Super Mario, what object did you need to collect the one up? A green mushroom.
Did it need to be green?
Yep.
Oh, well, then that's wrong.
If you collect a mushroom, you just get bigger. Green mushroom.
That's a red mushroom, so technically. Mm-hmm.
Green mushroom.
Ah, well, fucking hell.
Tough crowd.
In which action-adventure game would you find the characters of Jacqueline Natla, Larson Conway, and Pierre Dupont? The answer is Tomb Raider.
Oh, fuck.
Come on, James.
That was a good guess, though.
What'd you say?
The Secret of Monkey Island.
That's
a big
game. In this Russian puzzle...
Hold on, which game is that?
Tomb Raider 1.
Really?
Or Anniversary, yeah.
My goodness gracious.
Great. Of course.
Balls of fire.
In this Russian puzzle game, follow the colored blocks and slide them into the right place. Form four complete lines and you get what? Tetris.
Oh, thank God.
I actually wrote Tetris and scribbled it out.
Then you wrote dead, you get dead.
I did have Tetris there. It's a bit underrated.
It is a little bit scribbled out. Just a little bit scribbled out. But if I tell you what.
And the last official question here.
Can't read it.
New Leaf was the subtitle for a game in what popular Nintendo simulation series? Animal Crossing.
Oh, thank God. I wrote Harvest Moon. Let's scribble it out.
Did you go with Animal Crossing? No, good, man.
Animal Crossing. Okay, fuck off.
So I tell you what. If anybody gets this final question, they win indefinitely. What game features a boss known as Miri the Giant Cow? Death Smiles.
Death Smiles?
Yeah. Wasn't even close.
Farm Gentlemen, can we tally up and come in with a winner?
Tally up. We just tally our own, really?
Sure. No. No, tally up the person who
All right, fair enough, fair enough. Because
I don't want no cheating on my quiz. If you're playing along at home, get in touch with us. Let us know how you did or don't, because it was a piss poor attempt at being entertaining.
I think now,
but this is the XA Gaming Podcast.
I don't want to get this.
The place where you come
for each other's out.
The place where you come for the games, but you stay for the truth. Home of the empty promise. Thank you, Patty. Please do not be afraid to head on over to our YouTube. If you're watching this on YouTube, then thank you very much. Do hit that like and comment button. Let us know what you think of the show so far. And get in touch with us. Do hit that sub button if it's not too much bother. If you have a YouTube account. If you don't worry about it. Just head on over to our social media. Get in touch with us there if you want. Or just, you know, like the pages. Greatly appreciate it. Gentlemen.
This is it.
Okay, so James, whose do you have?
D.
Came in with a... Hang on, what was it out of?
Well, okay.
Oh, we don't know.
11, 9, 20...
35. Did you just total out of 35?
Yeah.
So
I think so. So it was 5. First three were all 5, right?
15.
Then you did 9 and then you did 11.
So yep. 35. So out of 35, James D. Downey.
26.
26.
Fuck.
Can we give him a round of applause? Come on.
Thank you.
It's a valiant effort. Who is you marking, Dave?
I have marked Patricia Patrick McCartney.
Okay, and out of 35, Patricia Patrick McCartney did get?
24.
Oh, valiant effort. That's valiant decent. Effort.
Not bad.
Can we give him a round of applause, please?
Okay.
Thank you.
I want everybody to be treated the same here around this table. And you are marking James S. Sinker. James Sinker Swim.
James Sinker Swim.
The Americans. And out of 35, he did get?
26.
Oh!
No, I'm only joking. He got 29. He won.
Congratulations, James Sinker. Did that hit? Yes. Well done. Well done. Our champion.
Trophy.
Of the square champion. Table.
Rectangle table.
Well, it's square.
It's clearly rectangle.
Yeah, it's four sides, Paddy. It's a square.
You're a square.
We're going to get technical. It's a rectangle. Rumble. Gentlemen, it shows you that we know...
It's a rhomboid.
We know a bit.
It's a cubic curve.
I'd say we did better than most people would have done with that quiz.
Maybe, yeah. Maybe not.
There was a couple of hard fucking questions in
there. There was. Yeah. There was, for sure.
I'm glad that we took the time out of our busy schedules to get together and have a bit of a quiz.
Yeah. That was good. I really enjoyed that.
Good. I'm glad you did.
Might not make up for entertainment viewing, but...
No. I'd say a lot of people beat us.
Jinx,
I have a notion there's a lot of people who know shit like this. Buddy, you would have won this. Did you just... Or did you not put away... Right,
Tetris would have got me 25, which
green
I had
scribbled out.
Green mushroom.
Would have tied you technically.
Did you get Tetris?
I scribbled it out and wrote dead, you get dead.
You knew Nintendogs, but you wrote The Sims Pets.
What did he get?
I got 26.
And what did he get?
24.
And what did you get?
29.
You're all very close, guys. I think another round would have separated the wheat from the chaff nicely.
Stop saying that.
Natural selection leaves the human stronger. Better.
Stop that.
Sorry, we've got to do this shit, you know? This is the last time. Gentlemen, anything you want to add to the podcast before we bow out spectacularly?
Lily.
I don't know.
I just want to say thank you to everybody here.
Yeah, thanks for everything.
Tuned in.
Thanks for paying attention. It's
been an absolute fucking pleasure.
Fucking deadly. I haven't as much crack in my life.
No, we can actually fucking talk. I will literally talk how we do normally. So we don't have to put on our radio voices. Do you know what I mean? Fucking American over here. Fucking acting it.
Yanks,
don't he talk like that?
Which one?
Well, he does talk like that.
Ooh, this is real.
Ooh. I'm actually British.
What?
Indeed, yes.
No,
I'm from Wales myself.
We have been holding this back for so long.
Oh, our accents
we
are
have
absolutely
got so
brutal this evening.
They're not that bad.
No, we're fucking fantastic
They're
at
not
accents.
That great, though.
Oh, I don't do accents. thank you to
like
everybody.
The fucking Welsh where I am, you prick.
Who actually listens to this shit? I mean, you are. Thank you for your ears.
I know I don't.
Your eyes. We got told that our podcast makes for entertaining viewing. So, you know, thank you to those who do tune in.
Thanks, Mom.
Thanks, me in the future.
Like we said before,
you're dying tonight. What?
Shit.
Next podcast, no mention of Sinker ever again. That's why we were away for 2 months. The trailer lasted about that long.
It's been great for 17 weeks of
17 weeks, lads.
We have had a laugh. All of us have really enjoyed ourselves.
We've probably laughed a lot more than anyone watching, hasn't
Yeah.
We?
Oh, yeah, 100%.
Thanks to Chris, he added it quite a lot in the early days. Took out quite a lot of...
A lot of cunts that he's not going to do anymore.
Yeah, bad words.
Yeah. Flavor, say bad words.
Flavorful language, you know.
Flavorable language.
Well, thank you to the two of you for actually making the three of you sometimes, but the two of you week in, week out.
Burn.
No, I just mean like, you know, for making the effort to be here on a weekly basis and sometimes twice a week if we have to discuss what's going on with our website and stuff.
Yeah.
It's been fantastic and... It's not dead and buried just yet.
No. Nope.
There's a lot in the pipeline.
X-Site Gaming will still be going strong. You will just not be hearing from the podcasts for the foreseeable future, shall we say.
Yeah,
yeah. Until we figure out... until
it's an indefinite hiatus.
Until the James, Paddy and myself go and find ourselves.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We're going to find ourselves in... Donegal, Bundoran.
Going to find ourselves in a
months.
Lot of fucking bother with this podcast, let me tell you. But it's been very, very fun, I tell you what.
It has.
Has been brilliant.
Yeah.
And to our 32 subscribers.
Yep.
Really see it. It'll balloon now after this one. It'll be like...
It probably will.
20 more people come in and subscribe.
Well, I tell you what, if 20 people come in, I'm coming back up here tomorrow to fucking record myself.
Brilliant. This won't even be out tomorrow.
Oh, Wednesday then. Thursday. Friday, let's whatever.
Just going to quiz yourself.
Yeah,
everybody subscribe.
It's still loose, man.
We make Chris do something.
Do tell your friends, family, everybody about us anyway.
Yep.
There's plenty of content there. There'll be a lot more going up.
Of course, there's still a lot to go up, actually. Yeah, we still have a lot of playthroughs that we did back before we even launched that we had on standby to play. We still have an awful lot to play together that we that is sitting in the pipeline that now that we actually have...
yes, we do.
That two or three of us have some free time, we can
Payday 2.
Get stuck into Payday 2.
That could be coming soon. It could be coming soon. Possibly.
Possibly. Possibly not.
Yep.
Real 50-50 chance.
We're still... That's... We're discussing that, actually.
Yeah.
No, there's still a lot, like, we still have to do, and it's by no means... the end of this, absolutely not. It's just certain circumstances have kind of forced us to take a little break for a while.
We were talking the other day, and you said something fantastic. That we saying.
What we saying?
Don't be sad. It's over. Say it.
Don't be sad. It's over. Be glad it happened.
There you go.
Thank you all for watching. Gentlemen.
I think
that would be the perfect way to say goodbye.
Yeah. It would be, but we're not going to do that.
No. Gentlemen, thank you all for joining me tonight around our iconic red square table for one final time before this gets shipped out. And
we're sending it.
Can't pay, we'll take it away.
Thank you for joining me. Thank you for being here, for making the effort to be here. It's greatly appreciated. To all of you at home who have liked, subscribed, shared, thank you. Do continue. Your continued support really does. It keeps us going on a weekly basis, and we hope to continue this. And until next time, gentlemen, thank you and good night.
Good night.
Cheers. Bye-bye, guys.